Joshua chapter 3. Early in the morning, Joshua got up. Then he and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and came to the Jordan River. They camped there before they crossed over. After 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, saying, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and follow it. Stay about 1,000 yards behind it. Do not come near it, so that you may know the way you should go, for you have not passed this way before." Then Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Joshua told the priests, "Lift up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over ahead of the people." So they lifted the Ark of the Covenant and went ahead of the people. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to honor you in the sight of all Israel, so that they may know that just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You are to command the priests that carry the Ark of the Covenant, saying, 'When you come to the bank of the Jordan River, you are to stand still in the Jordan River.'" Joshua told the Israelites, "Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God." Joshua said, "This is how you will know that the living God is among you, and that he will surely drive out before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. Look, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into the Jordan River. Now therefore take 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. When the soles of the feet of the priests that carry the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, touch the waters of the Jordan River, the waters of the Jordan will be cut off. The waters flowing downstream will stand up in one heap." When the people left their tents to cross over the Jordan River, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of the people. When those carrying the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests carrying the Ark touched the river's edge, for the Jordan overflows all its banks through the spring harvest time, the waters which were coming downstream stopped and piled up in one heap a great distance away at Adam, the town that is near Zaratan. The water that flowed down toward the sea of the Arava, the salt or Dead Sea, was totally cut off. Then the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan River. Then all Israel crossed over until the whole nation had completely crossed over the Jordan River on dry ground.